Okay, welcome to our studio. A couple of weeks ago, you did your first appearance in Ireland, I think, and visited Scotland as well. Yeah. Please tell me, how was it?
It was good. It's amazing to be in a band because you get to see cities and countries you would never go to. Mm-hmm. We would never be in Latvia if we weren't in a band. If it were around music, everyone's there for a good time, so it's a really good atmosphere no matter where you go. Mm-hmm. To see other cultures and parts of the world is a very lucky job to be in, you know, to be able to do that.
Okay. So, did you really count the festivals you already played?
How many have we done? Maybe like 10 or 11 already. We had 26 in total.
Okay.
So we got a lot.
In case you are not informed, you have to perform tomorrow at Hallstatt Festival.
Yeah. So we leave here at midnight.
Okay.
And then we have a flight at 4 a.m. to Sweden. Mm-hmm. And we'll play in Sweden tomorrow night.
Please tell me, where is Hallstatt?
I have no idea. I just get told to go these places, you know. It's a similar kind of festival, I think,
okay,
in Sweden. But I don't know any more than that. I'll find out when I get.
Please, did you know with whom you are going to share the stage tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night. I just lose track. Morrissey's playing tonight here.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's really good. And Hertz are playing here as well, aren't they? Hertz are playing tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Hertz are playing the same festival in Sweden.
Talking about your musical career, I've read on Wikipedia that band were almost called Pop Sex or the New Groomers.
Yeah.
And then you settled for Frankie and the Heartstrings. I'm just wondering, did you have a huge fight or a huge discussion how the band is called?
We kept Pop Sex, and we have a label called Pop Sex now, where we release other people's music that we're interested in. We have a Pop Sex catalogue where everything we do is catalogued. So
right.
We kept Pop Sex name somewhere. The New Groomers just wasn't a very good name, I don't think. And Frankie and the Heartstrings, my name's Frankie, so.
Okay, yeah.
And the singer. Heartstrings is kind of an old fashioned English word as well, so I thought it would be quite nice to use.
Your debut album, Hunger, was released in February. Just tell me more about this album. What's the story behind it?
Well, you know, it's something that we were very proud of, and you know, we never thought in our lifetimes we would be in a band and make a record, but everything's channeled into it. A lot of emotion, there's a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. heartbreak in there. It's just about our lives really, and where we had been up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reflected in the lyrics and the mood of the music. There's some songs where everyone can sing along, and there's also some quite heartbreaking songs on there as well, because, you know, life take you up and down, and you can have all sorts of emotions. And I think we got that down on our record quite well. And it's just, you know, it's something we're very proud of.
You obviously listen to a lot of music. Please tell me, what are your recent favorites?
Yeah, at the moment I'm listening to a lot of, who am I listening to? My Bloody Valentine. I always like.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and what else? I've been listening to a band called The Monks, and they're like a 60s garage
I've never heard
band.
Of them.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of like Discord stuff, like Minor Threat and Fugazi. And
just variety
Yeah,
styles
and electronic music as well. I love Fortet and Gold Panda. Loads. I actually DJ house music at home.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's,
so we listen
we
to a lot
a
of
similar
music.
Taste.
Yeah,
thing.
Good.
This is your first time in Latvia at Pozitivus Festival. Could you tell me what songs you're going to perform tonight?
Yeah, we're going to play you know, a lot of songs off the record.
Right.
Plus, we've been working on some new material where we've been playing live, and the last couple of gigs we've dropped some new songs in.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how sound, and they sound really good, and we're very excited about the new songs. So we're going to play a couple tonight as well.
Mm-hmm.
One called Berlin Calls, which is something, you know, that could come out as a single. We're not sure yet, but we're still working on some ideas.
We see.
Yeah,
we see. Do you have any plans to see the other bands at the festival? On the festival?
Yeah, we're friends with Pulled Apart by Horses, but
yeah,
they're our pals.
So they're very great.
We just pulled down the dressing room wall, so we have one big dressing room now with them guys.
Okay.
Those guys, Hurt, nice lads as well. I wouldn't mind seeing the editors and James. And
okay, thank you for the short interview, and good luck at the Pozitivus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's our first time in Latvia. We're having a fucking amazing time, thanks to you.
God, I fucking love y'all. Fucking love all of y'all.
Right, this is a sing-along song. You ready?
hit our own band, that it's about time that we got things done, so we could do anything and then have some fun.
Break down, and if you break on me.